Hello, Cricket Mindset Community. This is Gabriel Diana, the creator of Athlete Mentality. And in this video, I will show you how you can create better habits and become a much better athlete. Habits are the things that allow you to make progress in life. And if you want to become a better athlete, you must develop the habits that have made the successful athletes successful. In this video, I will show you why willpower is not enough, how you can use the right strategy for creating the right habits in your life, and which habits are the most important for you at this moment. So first thing first, why willpower is not enough? The main reason why willpower is not enough, it's because it is limited. Although you can stretch the level of willpower that you use every single day or every week, that will be always limited. So that means that you cannot try to do everything at once. Small actions done daily worth much more than a big action done a single day. There's one athlete that I coached that he told me a story about himself during quarantine. He started watching several motivational videos on YouTube, and that made him to get hyped up about his future. He wanted to grind harder and become a successful athlete. So that motivation lasted only for a week. And although he listed several things that he wanted to improve, he wasn't able to put them into practice. This happens with a lot of athletes. If this happens to you, the strategy I'm gonna show you in here is extremely crucial if you wanna continue to improve yourself and become a better athlete. As I said, willpower is limited. And even though he got really hyped up about his future, it wasn't enough for him to sustain those habits for long. Waking up earlier, going to the gym every day, having your individual practice, sleeping earlier, eating healthy, doing all of those things won't last for long if you try them all at once. The main thing you need to do when developing a new habit is doing something you enjoy. Because if you don't enjoy doing something, you're not going to look forward for that, and this is key for developing a habit. More importantly than that, can you imagine spending hours of your life doing something that you hate? That becomes extremely hard, and if you are able to do it, you're going to develop a very pessimistic view of your life. And I assume that's not something you want. If you want to develop a stronger mentality, you must enjoy the things you're doing. It doesn't mean that you enjoy these things all the time, but they are beneficial to you and they make you to feel better. If you stop doing them, you start to miss those things. And when this happens, you are on the right path to create a habit. So let's get to the main part of the video. Let's get how you can create habits. As I said, the first thing you need to have for creating a strong habit is looking forward to it. And the way you can do this is by making this habit exciting. And if you are trying to do something that you have never done before and it really doesn't seem that interesting, like reading, meditating, or journaling, you should start creating a better image of those things on your mind. And secondly, give yourself a reward for doing so. And the best reward you can give yourself is to make it intrinsic to the habit. So that means that when you meditate, you feel good just for meditating. You don't have to give yourself something else for making it enjoyable. Although at the beginning, you can use this extrinsic motivation to create a better perception of the habit, but if you do so, if you start giving yourself an extrinsic reward, you should decrease this amount of reward or decrease the frequency you have this reward as you develop the habit. Because if you always give yourself that extrinsic reward, you are not going to attach this to the habit. So once you have the habit that you want to do and you have the reward, it's time for making it consistent. And the best way to do that is to attribute something into it. Maybe time, maybe a sequence of activities, maybe following a specific activity or anything that reminds you of doing that habit. For example, you can do something always after your training. So after your training, you always visualize, or before your training. That means that you create a better environment and a better timing for doing that thing. Always when you go to sleep, you know it's time to brush your teeth. That's the principle you want to apply into a new habit. You want to have a sequence of activities that reminds you of doing that thing. So you know willpower is not enough, you know how to create a habit. So what you should do right now is list the habits that you want to implement. Organize them into order of importance. Select which habits are more important for you at this period of your life. For deciding which one is more important, think about which one will give you an immediate progress. The one that will allow you to perform better just with quick improvements. If you're not sleeping well, maybe selecting a night routine that makes you to sleep better will be the best choice. And once you select the habits, focus on them. Don't try to implement so many things into your life because they are not gonna last. Even if today, tomorrow, or for this entire week, you are able to keep consistent with those habits, they're not gonna last for months or years. And that's the most important thing you wanna do. If you spend 1 month into each habit, you'll be able to develop 12 habits in a single year. And imagine how many habits you can implement the next year if you follow this strategy. 1 year from now, you're gonna be a much better athlete. So that's it for the video. If you enjoyed this, make sure to follow my page and share this with your friends.